wicked Babylon. And if your love could go trendy, put up on no hand. Me say them can't stop the sensei, wicked Babylon. And if your love could go trendy, put up on no hand.
Sensei me like your disease is so green and pure. Bleed from the former and that's my goal. Poke and all them other things that make your living spoil. Dolly got so naturally grew from Jaja soil.
Sensei me like your sex, and drop on my bless. Rasta Mangori, once I am a vest. I left the gully bear, here and everywhere. Friendly gully weed, rising through the air.
I have a Kruger's bag of sensei in the back of the Land Rover. My brethren bring from our inner U.S. van all the way from Arizona.
Hi everyone, this is Donna Fox. Welcome to Ask the Akasha. This is going to be a very interesting program tonight. Before we go any further, I first want to send a very healthy, hearty, and loving message to all the dads out there, all the fathers, and say Happy Father's Day. My dad's no longer on the planet, but he is a very special person in my life, and as was my mother, a very special person. So we want to say Happy Father's Day to those on the planet, and Happy Father's Day to those off the planet. And for all of those of you out there who sometimes struggle with the concept of the relationship you had with your physical father and the relationship that you have with the spiritual father. Now, I don't want to get religious on this, and that's what the record keepers would like me to talk to you about tonight is how our personal relationship with our physical dads in this lifetime affect how we perceive and look at our relationship with God or the divine or spirit. If you were raised in a culture or in a environment where God was considered to be the father, and you had a notion or were raised with the notion that God was this all-knowing man on the throne who sat around and judged you from one place to another, and watched your every move, and were told that that was a loving and just God, a loving and just father, and then you had a father that was constantly critical, that was constantly chastising you, that was in some cases physically and mentally abusive, and yet you were told that you should love your father, physical father, as well as spiritual father. And then you'd come along and you would pray, and you would ask God, the Father, to help you in this relationship that you had with your physical father. And when nothing would happen, as a child, the dots got connected and the anger built. So I'd like you just to take a look at that and be willing to consider releasing any expectation of of healing that from the outside of you. Because the healing that needs to be brought forward is necessary for it to come from within you. So it's necessary for you to really have a conversation with the little kid inside of you and the adult. And there is nurturing that would be very helpful for you to take a look at to sort out your beliefs about your physical father and your spiritual father. The reason this is coming up now is because I've had a few emails about asking about feeling disconnected from guidance, disconnected from disconnected from being able to receive guidance from the divine and or your guides. And there's a lack of trust here, and that trust, in many cases, I can't say all because, but I'm dealing, what we're dealing with here, folks that are listening with this particular case, have to do with a situation where you are dealing with a relationship issue with your dad, and it's transferring on to a lack of trust of the divine. So just take a look at that. We can talk more about it. If you have more questions, please call in. In fact, I want to give you the numbers. I know that was kind of a heavy way to start. I didn't expect that. Actually, was had something else on the agenda, and that just came through. But the telephone numbers that you can call tonight, so that you can call in and talk to me directly. If you're in the U.S., you can call toll-free at 877-270-8714, or if you're in Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-861-3519, or if you're just in the U.S. and you've got free long distance and that's good for you, you can call, and those numbers are busy, you can call 530-413-4515 or 530-876-3223, and our country code is 01 for those people outside of the United States. Also, if you're going on Skype, we are all caps BBS Radio. And if you're on Pal Talk, we are lowercase BBS Radio _com. Okay, so that is... we've got those particulars. One thing I do want to mention about those telephone numbers, they are not rollover numbers. They are numbers that just if you call in, we'll be on the line, and if you you call in another number. So, for example, if you're in the U.S., you call the 800 number and you want to talk, and that number is busy, call the 530 number and go from there. Okay. All right. So, for those listening, you can also email me a question, and you can email me at akashicwisdom@aol.com, and that's akashicwisdom@aol.com. So if you don't want to get on the line, you can certainly email me those questions, and I will be looking at each one of them. So I'd like to put a nice hello out to some friends of mine. Nancy Sue, hello. Tammy, hi. And we, all those folks that are listening, we are so happy that you're there. The other thing I want to mention to you is we are also sponsored by Akashic Record Consultants International. This is an organization that has certified me as an Akashic Records teacher and consultant, and you can find information on Akashic Record Consultants International at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And my website is www.akashicwisdom.com. Okay, I think we have all those telephone numbers meted out, information, the ways to find me and to find ARC. So let me go back to the original agenda here. And if you have any comments or questions about Father's Day and about your relationship with the divine and your blocks, I'd love to hear from you. Let's see if we can sort some of that out for you. If you're calling in to ask a question, you're certainly welcome to do that. I kind of shy away from having you ask what your purpose is because that's a longer question and it's very hard to give you and serve you completely with a 5-minute answer, if you will, on a radio program. So, and you deserve more than that. So please, 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 please do questions that have to do with maybe possible patterns that you have that you would like insight into, or things that are blocking you from being all that you can be, or insight into relationships, or insight into situations that you would like to know more about. The records will never tell you what to do, but they will give you all the information that is appropriate to help you make that appropriate decision. So, okay. Now, let's get to what our original agenda was. First of all, there are a lot of people out there that don't exactly know what the Akashic Records are. And so I would like to also offer up the opportunities to anyone who's listening that has taken an Akashic Records workshop, that is using the Akashic Records in their life, that has experienced a transformation or a change around their work with the Akasha. Please do call in. Let's talk. Let the listeners know a little bit more about what your experience is, because it's so much more interesting when you call and you share what your experience has been of the workshop. Also, just want to make a comment too that if you're going to be in the Cleveland area, there is an Akashic Records Level 1 workshop going up on the end of July. Actually the end of June and the end of July. And these will be the last ones in Cleveland until late fall. So the Level 1 class here in Cleveland, Ohio, and you can register for, is going to be on the 30th, June 30th and July 1st. And it will also be on July 28th and 29th. So we're trying to do some last minute cleanup. And if you're a Level 2 person, Level 2 in Cleveland will be July 27th, 28th, and 29th. They'll be running tandem courses there. So do give a call if that's of interest to you. Okay. So what are the Akashic Records? For those people who are possibly turning in or are curious about what they think the records are, if you could just imagine a huge library, like the ultimate search engine in the sky, if you will. That's what the Akashic Records are. The Akashic Records hold all the information since the beginning of time and beyond. Not just this planet, but our whole galaxy, galactically and beyond. The records are held energetically, and they're held in frequency and vibration. So when we access, or when I access the records, I access the records through holy prayer that expands the energy and allows the information to be present. Now, this is not future information. It's about real information in the here and now. And so again, if somebody wants to comment on how this has affected their life, please do call in and share. Let's talk about how this has affected your life, and we can, you know, so don't be shy here. I think you know who I'm talking to, Miss Nancy. Anyway, because this gal, Nancy, literally just took a Level 1 workshop not too long ago, and she listens all the time, and she has said that she would like to call in, so we would love to hear from her if she'd like to do that. Anyway, so the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. They carry not only your past lives, but your current life agenda. And so what's important to understand is, why did you choose this lifetime? What is there about this lifetime that you, as a soul, not your personality now, but you as a soul, have come forward to actually accomplish? What is it that you want to experience in this lifetime? So that's very important to you, very important. So here's what's important for you to know. It's very important to know that you can actually move into your contract, your soul's contract, and you can have, because of a deeper insight, you can literally change the outcome of your life. Okay? And so what's important here is to understand that when you know or have an understanding of what your core issues are and where they come from, you can literally step into your power and know more about how to shift your belief systems into something that works for you in a very divine way. For example, there's a question up on the board that this person would like to know what we can do to help us unblock ourselves from the divine. And I think what she's talking about is how does she open up herself to the divine. And what's important to understand here is it's what we were speaking about. It's really about looking at the trust issues in your life, because what you want to do is look for the issues that create an energy around mistrust. So what is there about your life that you, what is there about what's happening in your life that creates a lack of trust? What is there about you that you don't trust about you? So it's about journaling and going deep. And for those people who know how to work with their Akashic records, it would be the question you'd want to open your records and ask is, show me how I mistrust myself. Give me insight into the core issue of where my mistrust of self was created. Show me the core issue of where my mistrust of self was created. Where did that start? And how can I neutralize that aspect of not trusting myself? Because when you work with the records, the information will come forward in a way of a thought form or a picture or a feeling. And so it's really very interesting that when you can sit and journal, and literally it will feel like you're having a conversation with yourself. However, what is happening is you're actually having a conversation with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. That's a very important piece. Now, as I go into talking to you about what the Akashic records are and what they can do for you, I've also had many emails asking me to give or to tell you my story about who I am and why I chose the Akashic as my mission and etc. So I'd like to just share with you a little bit about my background so you have an idea of who I am and how long I've been doing this and why this is important to me. First of all, I should tell you that I have been working with the Akashic Records for about 11 years now, and I found the Akashic Records in a time in my life where I needed some answers to some life challenges, as we all do. And I've got to tell you, I'd love to say that all my life challenges disappeared once I started working with the records. That's not true, because we're all works in progress. However, what has happened is there are things that have happened in my life, and because I was able to access the records, I got a greater insight, and I haven't been burdened with the lack of truth of what we tell ourselves about why things are the way they are. And that's an important piece, because once you can open your records and you can ask questions about for insight, you can move out of the victim mode and out of a situation where you constantly blame other people for your situation, and you can move into a more of a knowing mode that can bring you more peace, so that you can begin to work on yourself and do it in a way that helps you be more calm or to accept yourself, no matter who you are, what you look like, where you've been, what you have or have not done. You can look at it from a higher level of information. Is there a caller on the line? Did somebody just call in? Oh, I thought I heard a click. Okay. So I came to this 11 years ago. I was studying with a healer in Sedona, Arizona, and ended up having a conversation with a gal there who led me to my teacher in Chicago, who I've had on the show, Elena Lieberman. And one of the things that struck me at the time that I moved into doing this was the purity of the information. And I have taken on the role, if you will, of really being a messenger of the Akasha, one of a few. I'm not saying that I'm the only one, but I have really taken that role on to take this work and the access to the Akashic records across the country and potentially across the world. So what I do is I go out and I teach people how to access their own Akashic records, and then I'm actually going to be beginning teleconferences for those people who have taken the level one, who have taken the level two. We're going to be doing teleconferences so that they can ask me questions around their work so that they can gain more clarity on that. And again, if you're out there and you've taken the level one or the level two and would like to be a part of those teleconferences, the first teleconference of that kind is going to be on June 19th. It's next Tuesday, and so all you have to do is email me for the details on it, and I'd be happy to let you know what that's all about. But to getting back to what my mission is, my mission in this lifetime is to help people understand that they have all the answers within them. It's the questions that trip them up. And by using the Akashic Records, they can go deeper into their own information to find their answers. And so my purpose is, if you will, is to help people as well as myself, all right, move into a place of purity of thought so as to release any victim mentality or any self-criticism so that when any situations arrive, we can go deeper into that information and understand it better. So many times people have asked what the difference is between an Akashic Record consultation and a psychic reading, for example. And I'd like to just share with you some of that information so that you have a better idea of that as well. The Akashic Records, for example, as I mentioned, the energy source for the Akasha is, the energy source, so that you know, of the Akasha is the heart connected to the mind, which is different because typically in a psychic reading or from a psychic point of view, the energy source is the third eye, and what that shows is when you're working with the third eye energy, not that there's anything wrong with it, it's just a different kind of a read. The energy source from the third eye shows the energy which is changeable and mutable. It's the energy around you. So what's true today may not be true tomorrow. So it's changeable because it's based on free will choice. With an Akashic Record consultation, because the energy source is the heart connected to the mind or the crown chakra, we actually go underneath to the core issues to access what is either causing the behavior, the pattern, or causing the block. And we can also access the soul's intention for having that particular challenge or situation. So whether you're a procrastinator or you have some self-sabotage going on, or you have a block to abundance or prosperity or a healthy, loving relationship, or as we were mentioning before, conscious spiritual guidance, by going into the Akasha, you can actually ask the question is, what is my block? What am I missing here? Because just as a comment about spiritual guidance, there's many times where you are actually receiving spiritual guidance and you don't even realize it, because it's not coming in a way that you quote unquote think it should come. So please become aware of everything that you can, or look at, listen to, and notice how it shows up. Just notice how it shows up, because everything in this lifetime is spiritual if you look at it that way. Also, a psychic reading, to get back at the difference here, is a psychic would probably tell you what they're getting, so they're interpreting what they're receiving intuitively. They're going to tell you what they think the cards means, or the runes, or their energy, with the energy, etc. And so, because it comes from their filters, they're calling for their interpretation. Again, it depending on the psychic, it may be more or less inaccurate of what the energy is around you. And so with an Akashic Record consultation, the consultation is based 100% on your questions, because as soon as you make the appointment to do the individual consultation, the telephone consultation, from that point of making that appointment, literally the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones will start working with you in ways of helping you move into a space of asking the questions. And so how to ask the questions can be an important part of it, but when you come to the consultation, ask the questions from your heart, and the record keepers will actually help you word the questions so you get the most appropriate answers for yourself. So, for example, as I mentioned, the Akashic Record consultation is based on your questions, so that when I open your records, I tell you and you ask the question, I tell you exactly what I see or hear or sometimes feel. Again, with an Akashic Record consultation, we don't interpret anything. We tell you just what's coming to us from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. So that's another distinction. Also, one of the other things that happens with the psychic readings, is you ask many times closed-end questions, yes or no questions. So, for example, will I get more money, or will I find a new lover, or should I move to Colorado, for example? Well, the answers to these questions are based, again, on reading the peripheral changeable energy around you. However, what you must become aware of is that each one of those questions, including your indecision about whether you should move to Colorado, are based on an underlying block that you're not aware of. So, will I get more money? For example, if you're concerned about if you're not making enough money, there's an issue here that could be stated that you are actually concerned, or not making enough money has become a pattern. Or, for example, you've been attracting the wrong type of relationships. Let's say that every relationship looks different when it first begins, but it all ends up the same way. It's like, gosh, they look like they're powerful guys, and before you know it, I'm paying for dinner. They look like they are really ready to make a commitment when we first start. They're head over heels in love with me, and the next thing I know, they're still wanting to live with their mom. You know, so the idea here is, they look like they're devoted to me and everything's wonderful, and the next thing you know, he's cheating on me, and I don't even know why. So what the issue is in those kinds of situations, for example, relationships, it has to do with an underlying issue that's going on, that when you shift it, you shift your attraction to the partners that come forward. So, but it's knowing what the underlying core issue is what can help you shift your life. Whether it's dollars, job, relationships, or moving to a new space. It can affect every part of your life when you understand what the core issue is. And so that's very important. Also, you have to know that one of the reasons the Akashic Records are able to offer you that is that in order to go deeper into the core core issue, you need to be able to go there from a vibratory point of view. Remember I mentioned that everything has vibration and frequency. So when you go to the core issue or the soul's intentions around the situation, you need the appropriate, you need to be within the appropriate energy or vibration to go deeper. And during a consultation, that energy is present because the prayer actually expands it. And a person in that energy can actually expand their own joy, and they can actually be held in that divine energy and create even more insights for themselves when they're sitting in that energy, whether or not they're sitting in front of me or they're sitting on the phone. The divine energy is present of the Akasha, and the work with the records, as I mentioned before, is very empowering because they'll never tell you what to do. Instead, they'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. Open-ended questions, empowering information is what comes forward from the Akasha. So, for example, a sample question would be, what is blocking me from attracting and maintaining the abundance and prosperity of the universe? Or what is blocking me from attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship? Or give me the positives and negatives of moving to Switzerland versus staying here? Or what is creating these relationship issues? What is the core issue surrounding my relationship challenges? So these are the kinds of questions that you can ask about your life as you move forward. Because what you can expect to understand when we work with the Akasha is, and even though everyone is different and everyone has different needs and everyone has different agendas, there are always some areas that are similar, and they have, and the clients have written back to talk to me about how they've been helped during a session and insights that have come clear after Akashic Records consultation. So for example, they've gained and continue to gain clarity about their life, not only in the here and now, but also what they need to do, what actions they need to do to create their future. Because it's not about telling you what's going to happen in the future. It's about helping you understand what actions you can take in the here and now that create your future. The clients also have talked to me about gaining a deeper understanding of their soul's intention for the patterns of behaviors or fears that they have, or why certain situations or people have showed up in their lives, like toxic or controlling people, or again, money issues, or unexplained fears I mentioned, or unsatisfactory relationships. And so what the record keepers also will share with you is techniques of how to release them and move forward. Also, if you've listened to past programs, you've heard me talk about how the records can give you insight regarding the right livelihood or career choices. And again, if you know how to open your own personal records, you can actually ask to be shown how it feels to work with your own Akashic records, or excuse me, to ask how it feels to move into the right livelihood. Asking how it feels is very important because then you can use that as your barometer. You can also ask for insight and methods to release negative and unsupportive beliefs, as well as how to expand your joy. Very big question for people. How can I expand my joy? There are so many people on the planet that I talk to that don't even know how to be happy. They're not sure how to be happy. They've kind of lost touch with being happy. It's as if they've forgotten. And so what the Akashic Records can show you is how to be happy, what happy feels like, and how you can expand your own personal joy. And also, the Akashic Records can help you in every area of your life. So if you're in a job situation and you want to understand more about how to best serve the people around you in your profession, whether it be your boss or your coworkers or etc., you can actually open your own personal records and ask. So, or you can ask during consultation how you can best serve them. And that also goes with parenting as well. you can ask for information and insight about what your children, and those are children of all ages, by the way, need from you, or what a spouse needs from you, or what, or why you chose the parents that you chose. These are the questions that you can ask during a consultation that can give you great insight as well as great comfort. So know that that's all available to you, and if in fact that's something you would like to do, you certainly can call me personally, as far as having a consultation. And you can call me at 216-691-1233. When we're off the air, and we can certainly schedule an appointment, would love to talk to you about this. Also, what's interesting about a consultation point of view for the records is the businesses that have been helped with the Akashic Record consultations. So we know I not only do individual consultations, I also do life coaching on a regular basis as well as business coaching, and this is all from the Akashic Records. And this is whether or not you know how to open your records or not, because what this is it's an opportunity for you to actually expand your own abilities on a private basis once you know how to work with your own records. Now, let's say there are folks out there that have a spiritual community that are not necessarily interested in a consultation quite yet and don't really necessarily want to have a class there because they're not exactly sure what it's all about. If you would like to experience the energy of the Akasha, I go where I'm invited. And so if you would like to experience an introductory lecture, the lectures go anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. And what happens with that is I give a lecture on the history of the Akashic Records, why they're here, how they got here, what you can do with them, as well as I open the records of the group and bring forth a message for the group, and then I take individual questions from the group. So it's an expanded version of this 1 hour radio show for your group. And you can have as many folks as you'd like in that group. I mean, I've talked to as many as 200 to 300 people. So or you can just have 20 or 30 people. But do give me a call. Let's talk about what your needs are and how the work of the Akashic Records can help you. Absolutely. We're talking about a workshop before, and as I mentioned, there's some folks out there that have attended workshops. When you go to an Akashic Records when you go to an actual level one workshop, now let me just make a comment here and let you know that there are three levels to working with the Akashic Records. And again, I am certified by ARC International, which is ARC-AkashicRecords.org on the internet, and I am a certified teacher, and what I do with them is that I live in Ohio, but I also travel all over the country teaching people how to access their own records. As I mentioned, there are three levels. The first level, you learn how to access your own records, and with this, you are taught during the weekend not only how to access your own records, but you're also taught how to ask questions in the records. You're taught how to work with the records in virtually every area of your life, including expanding your creativity, expanding your ability and getting more out of the books that you actually read now. You also experience nature in a much different way once you know how to open up and access your own Akashic Records. So that's what's taught in a level one. In a level two, when I teach a level two, it's a 3-day workshop. And what I teach you is not only how to access the records of others with their permission, but we also teach you how to access the records of animals and the land. Because the land, the earth, has records. And again, this is all with permission. And we also talk to you about how to create your own private business, your own private Akashic Record consultation practice. So that's what's handled in the 3 days for the Akashic Records level 2. Level 3 is an intense retreat on how you can work with your own records in a deeper way. You do, the prerequisite is level 1 and level 2. But because of the intensity of the work, it's usually done over 5 days. I actually have a level 3 coming up in December. And so if you want to mark your calendars, this would be the time to do that. So the level 3 is coming up on December 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So it's 5 days. We'll be starting on the 5th at 7 o'clock, so it gives you a day to get there. And on the 6th, we will be there. We'll be working all day on the 6th, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. We can work it so you can leave a little early so you can travel home on the 9th. Although some people may want to stay over till the 10th, but we can certainly leave that early so you can travel home, so not to work another day, miss a day of work. That is coming up in December, so for those people who have taken level 1 and are interested in level 2 and then want to take level 3, that's the way to go. Level 3 will be in the Ohio area, so you will travel to Ohio, and it will be at we'll have our own retreat center to do that in. Again, if you have more information on it, the details are now being ironed out. And so at the level 3, it's a very space limited type of thing. Because it's so intense, it's not something where hundreds of people come to it. So we're probably going to have maybe 10, 12 people at the actual retreat. So it's very individually oriented. So that's something you might want to think about. So talking to you about just a level 1 now. Level 1 is, again, in Cleveland, Ohio at the end of this month, also at the end of July. We're also going to be doing a level 1 in San Diego in September. There's going to be another level 1 and level 2. Oh, actually, San Diego is going to be a level 1 and level 2. And there'll be a level 1 and level 2 in Minnesota in November. Now, why would you come to an Akashic Record workshop other than what I've already said? Well, first of all, you want to be able to understand how to expand your own personal awareness. And no matter what type of job you're in, you can always expand various levels of your own creativity to make your job more enjoyable, and you can make yourself more productive. And when you make yourself more productive, it naturally translates into either a different or better position or more money, and that's important to do. So those are the kinds of things you can learn a workshop. You can also learn how to actually connect on a daily basis with your higher self or your masters, teachers, and loved ones, and get insight as to what is appropriate for you to do for that day to stay on your path. And as I mentioned, you also get, by opening the prayer and working with the Akashic Records prayer, you receive assistance in making decisions that feel right. So again, if you're trying to make a decision, you ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones to show you what it would feel like to do one thing or another. And for global issues, learning how to work with your own personal Akashic Record can be invaluable when it comes to understanding why the world is the way it is and what your particular position is, or what your next step is in helping from a global point of view. Now, I understand that you say, well, I'm only one person, but one person can change the world, and the Akashic Records and the masters, teachers, and loved ones at the Akasha can actually give you a deeper understanding of the global issues and how they relate to you. And so that's a real legitimate question for you to ask about specific different global issues that you feel strongly about. You can ask, why are they jazzing your life? Or why are they affecting you? And how do they relate to you? And what can you do to help ease the tension or the pain or the situation, or help create a better way based on those things that really get under your skin, if you will. You can also, in a level one workshop, learn on how to heal relationships and to actually get a better handle on relationship healing and building skills from the Akashic Records, because the Akashic Records, the masters, teachers, and loved ones will actually have a conversation with you on how you can best serve those in your life and come from a loving space. Next thing you can also learn is ongoing clarity on a regular basis. You can open your records 10 times a day if you like. We recommend that you open and close them, mainly because if you open them in the morning and you keep them open all day, they'll automatically close. So you want to do it on a fresh basis when you have an issue that you want to deal with. But you can gain ongoing clarity on personal direction or situations at work. If you go to a business meeting, you can open your own personal Akashic Records to gain greater insight as to what your next step is during the meeting, not from, again, a psychic point of view, but from what feels appropriate and how you can move into it. Okay. You also, with the Akashic Records, you can get, and this is so important, you can move into the energy and a deeper sense of your own divinity and connection to the divine by asking the record keepers to show you how that feels and asking the record keepers what you can do to move into a higher level, a more expanded way of looking at things. So notice that. Notice that you can move into that space of knowing with the Akasha. So the actual question would be, please give me insight as to my relationship to the divine and how I can deepen and expand my connection. So that would be a way. In fact, even for those people who are not working with the Akasha specifically, you could ask that question and journal the answer. One of the things that's important for you to also know is that working with the Akashic Records sometimes is very spontaneous for people. The way that I teach and the way that I've been taught is with the Holy Prayer was handed down by word of mouth from the Pleiadians to the Mayans, and then it was given to a man by the name of Johnny Prochaska, who translated the prayer from Spanish and then from Mayan to Spanish to English. However, for eons, people have dropped into the records very spontaneously. So if you're a healer and you happen to drop in and have all this information coming before you, you're not exactly sure how you got there. You're not exactly sure how to get out of there. At the same time, you're not exactly sure what to do with that information or how to get back there. And so, I mean, you could be working on a client and the information just starts downloading. And if you ask to be shown what to do with that information, you will be shown. However, what the method that I teach and the way I have been taught is a methodology that always gets you in. You know what to do once you're there, and you know how to get out, so that you have a ready access on a regular basis, ongoing access, if you will, to the Akashic Records for an expanding point of view. So, what I want to also mention is that it's not a matter of contacting the dead. So working with the Akashic Records is not a mediumship. It's not a situation where you're going to contact those who have gone beyond. However, if someone has currently lost someone and you want to understand how you can best serve that person, you can ask how you can best serve that one that's on the planet, not the one that left. The one that left doesn't need your help. They're okay. It's the one that's still on the planet that needs to help or have a better understanding of what to do and what their next step is. The records can also help you sort out important information or information that is appropriate, that's the wrong word, meaningful in your life. So the Akashic Records Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones can help you understand what information is appropriate for you to keep and what is okay to let go by the wayside. There's so much information out there that information can be skewed to look and prove anything. But it's how it feels within your body. Does it feel like truth to you? And what do you want to keep and what do you want to discard? The record keepers can give you insight as to where the truth is in the information. And that, for me, is an invaluable tool. When I'm learning something new or somebody has told me something and I don't know if it's true or not, I can open my records and ask, what is the truth of this statement? And how can this statement or how can this information benefit me? Or can it, for that matter? And then the answer comes. So it can be extremely valuable in understanding what to do with your next step in your life. And again, by knowing how to open your own personal records, the ability to know how to parent is absolutely key. Our children are our future. How we raise our kids today is really going to set up how the world is run. And it's absolutely essential that we teach our children how to think in a logical, non-victim, responsible way. It's very important that children understand that what they say and what they do must be based on their own integrity. At the same time, they must be taught that their word is their life. That's the integrity part. And the way we model that and teach that to them is by the way we raise them, by making sure our word is our life. So it's really important that we not tell our children one thing and do something else, or tell them we're going to help them with something and not be there for them. Kids learn way more about how to treat themselves by the way they see their parents treating them than anything you could ever teach them. So it's absolutely key that to have a divine connection in how to raise children can be so beneficial for you, can be so helpful for you, and can be so comforting and expanding for them as well. So then you have a much better idea of what you can approach them with, what they need from you, etc. Now, one of the things I also want to share with you is when you decide you want to work with me and actually schedule a telephone consultation, what's going to be very important for you is to refrain from using any recreational drugs or alcohol for 24 hours prior to our appointment time. It's going to be absolutely important. One would be amazed, I'm sure you'd be amazed, if you understood exactly what drugs or alcohol do to your aura and your energy field. And so because it makes it uneven and puts holes in it, it makes reading the energy and getting into the core issues a little bit more, it makes it foggy. That's the best way to explain it to you. When your energy field is off balance, the core issues are the access to your information is foggy because your energy isn't clear, and because your energy isn't clear, your intention isn't clear, and because your intention isn't clear, the vibration goes off. So that is an important piece for you to understand. It's also interesting to understand that those folks who have addictions from alcohol or drugs are actually carrying entities around with them that are feeding off that aspect, that addiction. And so that if that's an issue for you, you may really want to take a look at how that addiction is serving you. What is it allowing you to do? What is it preventing you from doing? So, and why is it in your life? I was talking to a client the other day, and it wasn't that she had an addiction issue so much as she had some issues around some pain that she couldn't get rid of. And the pain was, the core issue of the pain had to do with some unacknowledged anger that she had and areas that she couldn't forgive. So she had a massive amount of pain that was really stopping her from really living in a vital way in her life. And so what the record keepers shared with her is that we don't have anything in our lives. We don't keep anything in our lives that doesn't give us some kind of payoff. We're getting something out of it. It's either limiting us so that we don't have to take responsibility, or it's allowing us to receive attention that we think we won't get. I'm just generalizing right now, that we won't get otherwise, but and much, much more, not just those two things. But if you have an addiction, if you have a chronic pain situation, if you have any of those types of situations, it's going to be so important that you do your own inner work to get a very good idea of what is the core issue around the addictions and the pain. Not because you want to beat yourself up or criticize yourself. That's not what's being said here. But the core issues have to do with helping you understand what you haven't released that's still hanging on to you. What's the contract with the entity for the addiction? And why is it in your life? And once you understand that, then you can make other choices about how you want your life to look and feel. The addiction then becomes something that you can deal with as a situation rather than as a part of you. And the pain can then be looked at as being caused or as a situation that can be dealt with in a healthier way rather than in a clinging way of life. The pain can then be used or looked at as a fact of life that needs to be dealt with, but that doesn't have a lot of emotional charge to it. Now, that sounds real easy, but it's a little bit longer process than what I've just explained. However, if you're curious about how that looks or how that works, please call me. Again, my private number is 216-691-1233, and you can definitely call me to get that information and to move into having you get back on the road of healing. So just know that that's available to you. And again, you can call 24 hours a day, and know that if I'm not here, you're not going to bother anyone. If you're going to go ahead and leave a message, and I'll call you back if you just let me know what time zone you're in and when's a good time to call you. So if you are out there and would like to call, remember the telephone number is 216-691-1233, and you can call as soon as you can call now if you want. That's just, and you can go ahead and just know that that's available to you. Okay. All right. Well, we're coming up close to our time. I think we have a few minutes left. I want to share with you in a very real way that the record keepers are available to all that ask. If you're listening out there and you need and you don't have the money, call me. We will work something out. there are payment plans. No one should not have this work because of dollars. We'll work with you to help you feel more prosperous and abundant. So know that that's possible for you. If you'd like to create a class in your area, please go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com or call me at the 216-691-1233 or look up a teacher in your area at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. So this is your time. This is your life. And it's time for you really to move into the best time that you know of. You do have the power to change your life. Remember your magnificence. And with that, I'm going to close the records for this particular show. I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the show for Ask the Akasha by saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. The records are now closed. And if you'd all join me in saying Amen. And listen in tonight at 11 o'clock when we have definitely callers on the line. At 11 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock Eastern. It's 8 o'clock Pacific. Have a great, great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Love to you all. Bye-bye.
Hello.